What is up? What is up, everybody? Matt Verzal here, hanging out with you from 11 to 2 today on Game Time. Just wrapped up with another fantastic roundtable discussion put on by Sharp and Benning in the morning. Got to see my boys, John Tomlin, Schaaf, Klester, Aaron Taylor, who may be joining us here in a little bit. Got to meet Mr. Lamprecht, fellow guy from the 308 Wood River suburb of Grand Island. And, of course, Gary and Damon, tons to talk about, tons to go down on that show. A lot of fun, as always. Now, unfortunately, when you get going on those, and we've got a lot of guys that like to talk a lot, we don't always have the chance to finish off conversations. So we're going to take a call here real quick. We're going to talk to Mike. Mike had a question that he didn't get that chance to get asked. Mike, what do you got for me, bud?
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, buddy.
Sharp and Benning's awesome show, and your roundtable is just it's like the best. Appreciate all them guys who come in. But anyway, I was wondering about you talked about praise the defense and the defensive line and all that, and that things are looking better and all that and everything on the defense. But do we have anybody? Are we going to be able to get to the rush the passer? You know, are we going to be able to put pressure on the passer anymore or any better than we did last year or over the last few years?
Personally, Bud, I do. I think they're going to have a lot of success with that. I can't say it enough how JoJo Doman being freed up with this perceived stability in the secondary, allowing him to come up on the line of scrimmage, makes the kid just plays football. Like he just gets the ball, it finds him, he finds it. I think the Davis twins are very good, and Stilley, when he goes, is going to be he's a lot bigger than he was last year. And then Darian Daniels in the middle. I think you're going to see pressure on the quarterback, and you're not always going to have to blitz to get to do it. Now, they didn't show a lot of it in the spring game, but I don't think the intensity we all thought was going to happen in the spring game happened. So I'm still that. I'm with you. It's just a little bit open for me, but I think that I like the pieces they have.
Good. I like get some pressure from the inside rather than have to blitz and go from the outside every time.
You know? Right. Yep. And I could see him get creative too. You know, you get a lot of twists and stunts. You know, nose tackle stunts, tackle outside linebacker stunts, that kind of thing too as well.
All right. Hey, first one more thing.
Yeah, but
Crawford going to be okay tomorrow?
I'm in. I like watching fights with Damon. It's fun. I'm not as big of a boxing fan as he is, but I like the insight he gives in between rounds. So I'm trying to make that happen. He's not as receptive to it as I am. Thanks, Mike.
Right.
Have a good weekend, bud. Yeah. So Friday show lined up. New clock, so this should be interesting. Got tons of stuff going on. Magic Mike downstairs who was running the board during that show. We do the crossover thing, but. That's a lot of people got a lot of stuff they want to talk about, so it's kind of hard to get that all done. But we're going to have a lot of time to talk today, guys. We got Matt Schick joining us later in the show, probably in that 1:15 time slot. Other than that, it's just me and you. And so we can do whatever we want to do. That's what we do when I fill in on this show. If you want to hit me up in the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, it's Verz at 1620 The Zone. They take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Also, don't forget we are live from the Next Gen Male Medical Zone Studios, Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Take it behind the wall here. There's a lot of signs up, and it tells me how many times I read them. What if I just fired that amount of times just right away?
Just take care of everything right off the bat.
You guys know the Twitter at Verz51 if you want to hit me up on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. We are efforting here. Aaron Taylor might join us in studio for just a little bit. And see if he can come in and hang out. I haven't seen T in a while, so every time I see him, I got to take advantage of it. He's my boy. We give each other a hard time. But, yeah, so hopefully AT can come up for a little bit when he finishes up down in the basement. My big takeaways, though, I haven't talked to you guys forever and a day. Getting a lot of next, like, what's the next step versus what do they do next? Da, 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 da. Summer is a bitch, right? Summer is tough because – with a weak-minded organization, the summer is the time everybody gets into summer mode, right? It's, oh, we're going to have fun. We're going to go screw around. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. For Nebraska right now, and one of their leaders made a great statement. I'm glad Mo Berry thinks this. You know, AT brought it up in the meeting that when the message is great, it all depends who sends the message, right? If Matt Verzal, fourth team backup center, says, hey, we're going to the championship. Doesn't hold a lot of weight. But with Mo Berry coming out and saying that, that's a huge deal, right? Now, in that, I think now more than ever, you're going to have a lot of self-awareness, self-evaluation. Do I think they can make it there? Sorry, don't want to be a wet blanket. I think a lot of things have to fall into place for that to happen. I think a lot of things have to come to fruition for those to make sure that that goes down in that manner. But I don't know if that's going to be the, if that's going to happen in this next year, as we are joined very graciously now here in the studio, the one and only, just that red button there, Aaron Taylor, AT, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Virgil?
I usually sit in that one, and that microphone sucks. It's broken.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Kind of falls down when you're talking about.
That's all right. We're good.
So we survived a round table, you and I.
It's struggle with Damon. You know, it really is. You know, there's a lot of things you gotta filter yourself with, right? And not real good at that at times. You aren't either.
Nope.
So, you know, it's, yeah, it was good. It was good. It's good to hear Jared.
Yeah.
You know, that's a whole different perspective. Those guys.
Isn't it?
Those guys got a lot of work, man. It's full on 24/7, 365.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Full bore. Like, I was even surprised when he said, I'm going to take a vacation the week after the 4th of July. I was like, are you? You think?
Yeah. Why is he waiting that long?
But, well, you have to.
Right.
Because now you're camp season.
Because you got camps. I mean, it's, you think about it, how innovative they have to be nowadays from when we played and you know, not trying to drag it back, but just comparing. You know, if you want to get into the coaching lifestyle and you're our age, you know, back when, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Scotty's view of coaching back then is completely different than the way it is nowadays.
Oh, for sure.
Crazy.
100%. Because you know, for us, and maybe we were in just at the right time. Yeah, you know, Nebraska was streamlined at that point. But you made mention of it as we discussed on the roundtable that we were so far ahead of people in a lot of things, right? Weight room was ahead. Nutrition was ahead. Unity Council was ahead. Academic development was ahead. And that was kind of what differentiated us from everything, because who do you want to sell? Does your dad wonder how we're going to keep you in shape and keep you healthy? Okay, here's this. Mom's worried about your grades. There's that. What else do you want us to cover for your son, or even in other instances, his daughter, you know, playing other sports? But then it all kind of went away. It was like, all right, we are Nebraska. This is the way it's going to go. We rested on our laurels. You know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, that whole deal. But to see it get back now where they're thinking forward instead of reacting to what had just happened.
And playing catch up too, mm-hmm. right? So, you're playing catch up and then you're trying to advance and get ahead all in once. So it's a, just imagine, man, how many more staff members have to be up there. Those kind of, it's crazy to me.
Oh.
It's crazy. And maybe that's why you see a slew of younger coaches being head coaches soon, uh-huh. right? Because everything else is delegated. It doesn't come back on one man.
They have to, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You now, more than, like, if you're a huge X's and O's guy, like, if you love that phase of the game to be a head coach, your second in command has to be the guy that's going to handle all the rest of it. Like, just basically tell me where I need to be. I'm going to have these hours blocked off for film and play design, all that kind of stuff. I don't want to deal with social media, so you're going to talk to those social media people. But if I get some feedback, I got to get it through you. It's just the hierarchy of it is crazy. Can you imagine T.O. handling social media?
Ooh.
No. It'd be like, hey, don't use your phone. Use the phone on the wall.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's crazy to me. Not just him, but even Charlie McBride,
mm-hmm. oh.
or Milt,
oh,
or
yeah. any of them.
Yeah,
any
it's,
of them.
It's crazy.
I tell you what, Georgie, where are we at clockwise? We got to.
We can take a break if you want.
All right, so let's do this. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk to Jay, who wants to talk about the nose guard position, and then you wanted to tell a story about you and I. And our laziness in college, and it's a funny story, so we'll do that when we come back here on Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620 The Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.